The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is July 9th, 2015. And we are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials. That's www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong's a regular. We just had him on Friday doing a big show on protein. What can I say about him? I don't know what to say about him other than he's a great guy. Been a good friend to me for a long time, long before the show. Real knowledgeable. I know people that have called him from the show with questions. Everyone has got a hold of him. It's been that way with everybody. I've had people tell me they've talked to everybody that's been associated with sponsoring to the show. I couldn't be happier. I mean, that's what we're here for. So go out to www.docsprefer.com. Give him a call. If not, he will talk to you. He's awesome. Secondly, we have got Sorenex exercise equipment. Richard was on here almost 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. His show is up. Great show. We talked everything from all the old-time lifters to one of my favorites, Anthony DiTillo, who he trained with regularly. The guy is just so damn interesting. And they sent me a diamond bar as sponsorship for Iceland. So go out to Sorenex.com or go out or give them a call at 803-978-2253, extension 111. Tell Bert we sent you. I thank Bert and Richard. And I also thank Dr. Wong and Christopher Logan, too. They've all offered and have given me sponsorship to go away, too. Next, go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. Download our top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's a free ebook. No frills, no pictures. No fancy shit, man. You got a paragraph all the way down that's going to enlighten you and make you think and put things into action. When Adam comes on here shortly, he does a lot of the same stuff. I'm not into all the stuff, man. It's like just basic simplicity. You want to really work and learn and think and create, that's the way to do it. And then put it in action, man. I can't say that enough. The winner's circle's done. You can go out and look at that right now. Chris is doing some more work. I did 12 modules of thinking, executing, putting more into action. There's routines there. There's things that you can take out of there and plug into your routines. And we haven't stopped there. I'm going to be talking to some other people because we're going to be bringing other people into the winner's circle because I'm going to make this thing just a big monster core of all of us guys and gals coming in. You know, a million people we're going to have here, and I want to bring you all in and just keep building on this with fresh ideas, fresh products, solutions to whatever it is going on, and we're going to get there. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check that out. Next, we have a new sponsor, Hearts Collision here. This is for Albany, New York, downstate New York residents. Alex and Lori have been good friends of mine for years, and I'm training their son, Little Al, for basketball right now, and he's doing phenomenal. It's all through strongman stuff. And, you know, they are incredible as far as an organization for fixing your car, especially when you've really wrecked it up good. As they say, they're not the biggest, but they are the best. Give them a call at 518-477-7937 or go out to heartscollision.com. Check it out. You know, we like all the manly stuff. My buddy Alex, this guy, you ought to see the size of his hands and wrists. Play with torches, sand cars for like 25 years, turn wrenches. This guy is like brutally strong, and he's a great guy to boot. So tell him I sent you, and check him out. They're very, very, very good. They're the best in the business. And last but not least, I want to thank Chris Bigelow, who works all the magic with both websites, monsterdevelopment.com. Or call 800-687-1609. Tell Chris I sent you. We've got a lot more stuff going he's working on right now. As he gets close, I'm going to announce about that too. And then last but not least, how about sponsoring the Motivation Muscle Podcast? We'll promote any product or service you got. It's $300 a month. I mean, most places are getting, from what I've heard, $800 to $1,500 a month. Right now, we're reaching over 60,000 listeners. This is our 41st week, and I'm telling you, we're going to get a million. You wait and see. You wait to see what we got in the next 6 months. We are growing, growing, growing. As Mike Gillette said, it's amazing the amount of people that I'm bringing in here and the names and the credentials and all that. It's like a lot of people are like pretty struck by what's going on. If any of you know me, you know how hard I work, and I do the best I can. And everybody here that's on here is the same way. And we're just building a bigger and bigger bunch, and that's all we're going to do. So it's $300 a month. If you need any type of logos, anything like that made, Chris can do that. Obviously, that's going to be a fee to do that, but we can do anything. So, you know, hop on board. Let's work together for 25 years at least, and let's help each other out, make each other a little money, and we can keep this show growing, growing, growing. So today, let's see, today is Thursday, and we have Adam Glass on, and Adam is going to become, I hope, at least a monthly, which we're working on right now, and maybe even more, depending on his time and what I can put together as we go through the year, because we're pretty booked right now. But Adam's a pretty interesting guy, and he and I hit it off very well on the shows, a lot of energy. Today we're going to talk about, this is good, media. And we're going to get into, like, how much time are you spending on media and why, and what we feel would maybe be a better alternative or an objective. We're not here to tell you how to live your life, but we do like to raise concerns or ideas that would help you create a better life. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we do, Adam Glass, sir, welcome to the show. Give everybody a little bio, and then we'll get right into the show.
Eric, thanks for having me out, man. How's it going, guys? My name's Adam Glass. I'm 32 years old. I live in Fort Worth, Texas, which this year seems more like Minnesota than Texas. It's in the 80s. and it rains. Who could believe that?
Yeah.
I do a lot of things, guys. I mostly am a trainer and teacher, although how I train people is probably quite a bit different than what y'all are used to. I do a lot of different things with sport and competition. I'm looking forward to turning to grip and strongman this year. Right now I've been doing a lot of calisthenics and working on getting bendy and getting better tendon strength. And I love being on the show. Eric, I love the work you're doing. And with the growing audience, I'll tell you this, is everybody wants to cheer for that guy who's out breaking his back to get there, man. So I know you will.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Adam, because your sincerity is welcomed. Believe me, very welcome to me. And you know too from what you're doing, and we've talked offline, the strides you're making in your personal life and the goals you've set for the next 3 years where you want to be. I'm the same mindset. We might do a few different things as far as getting the message out there, but it's basically all the same. Our beliefs are very similar, and the idea is we want to push the envelope. But we want to bring in as many people as we can into our tent and grow them. And if they don't know what to do, we can teach them. And that's a service that I think, a lot of people talk it, but there's not a lot of people out there walking it either. There's some very good people out there, but, you know, there's a lot of cover. And there's, you know, anybody can gloss anything up. But, you know, the idea is, okay, when you come to one of these individuals, what do they got when you're standing toe-to-toe with them? And that's what I base people off of. So I'm glad you're here and welcome again. All right, let's talk about media. Obviously, this is something that we talked offline. You're not a big lover of what's going on, and I'm not either. So let's get right into it, Adam.
Man, I'm going to tell you the most amazing thing to me is that the people that I've been working to help this year, the people that have needed the most help, they have a huge conflict. They have a huge conflict. They have things they say they want, and they have this amount of time that they claim they don't have. And when you have them map out the time, where is all that time going? Television, Facebook, email. And it's not that any of those things are bad. And the problem is that they've been able to wrap their excuse around all kinds of good things too. So it's like weeds in a garden. We can't just take a weed whip to the whole thing. We're going to have to get in and start picking things apart. So, man, that's what I'd like to open with today.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a dilemma because, you know, just look at in the last few years, even every time you turn around, there's some new gadget or device out. And what they've done, I mean, look, at to me, it's like even CrossFit marketing. There's people that can market like insanely, and it's marketing is the key. I mean, that's what my degree is / IT. They're taking anything that's produced, good, bad, or in between, and they're marketing it like this can make your life so much better. Just think how much, you know, you'll be able to connect with everybody. You'll be able to do this, do that. One of the first thing you think is like, hey, I want to be part of this tribe. You know, I got to be. You know, if not, man, I'm going to be left out. This is – and I think people now, you know, conditioning's a big thing. We know conditioning, whether it's mind or body, is huge for what we do in our arena. Now, when you flip that around and you're doing the same thing with a device, let it be your laptop, your phone, your television, whatever, your iPad, all right, you got the same dilemma. Now, people are coming to you. People have come to me. I've heard email-wise. I've gotten stuff all over the place. And it's like, what do I do? And I shake my head sometimes because I understand where a lot of it's coming from, but I also understand I'm standing here in the middle of nowhere, and I'm saying to myself, I don't need this. I need this stuff for the business, basically, because I have to be able to get out to people. I have to be able to communicate. But I've never been a guy that's needed stuff like that. I don't, you know, how many times do you go places and you see somebody, all they're doing is texting? I'm like, what the fuck, man? I mean, that's all you know how to do? I don't get that. See, I don't connect with that type of the brain the way they do that shit. So I can see the dilemma you face, I face, and a lot of other trainers. And like you said, you can't go in and just clear cut the whole pile. You got to pull like one weed out at a time and try to influence them in a direction where they're going to maybe not – they're never going to get away from it totally. But let's say if we could disconnect them 50% off it, you've got a big thing then.
Absolutely. And this is going to be let's set the stage here.
Sure.
So I want to talk for you guys out there, you guys and gals who are listening, and your problem has been this. You have an amount of weight you want to lose. But
yep.
It seems that a little bit of it comes off and then it comes back, and a little bit comes off and it comes back. I want to propose that I think I know what it is, okay? I think it's this. When you feel good, you do well.
Yep.
I think when you feel good, you're able to follow whatever eating plan you've decided to try out for yourself. And I think when you feel good, you do well getting into whatever fitness endeavor you're trying to jump into right now. But when you feel bad, you don't get anything done. When you feel bad, you're going to have to default back to whatever it is that you currently know to do to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the television shines. It's stealing our lives because I think the media is cashing in on fear. Okay, that's my belief. I don't want to get into something to make me sound like some super crazy guy. Y'all put this to the test. Whenever the craziest things are happening on the media, what type of commercials do you see? And just tell me if you think it's coincidental that the same commercials seem to get played whenever the craziest things are being reported. Now, here's my question. If you're afraid, does that put you in a good mood or a bad mood?
Right.
And when you're in a bad mood, do you want to eat more or eat less?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, there's a reason that Coca-Cola ads are played when the Ebola scare is happening at the reddest part of the, you know, the crises or whatever.
Yep.
It's all part of a game. So here's the deal. What if that's just going to happen, but you had a choice? What if it was completely in your hands how much this ugly situation affects you? Because Eric and I think we figured something out this morning. What if you turned your TV off and you got back out into the world with your family, in your community, in your congregation, in your gym mates, and hey, your arch enemies, in your nemesis, you know what I mean? Like, what if you got back out and built your life? And how about the ebb and flow of what your life looks like was actually dictated by what was actually happening in your actual life?
Yeah. It makes total sense because what you're talking about here is you are being the creator. You're not letting the createes out there say, oh, my God, something happened on Wall Street today. Oh, my God, something happened with the airlines. Oh, my God, the sky is falling. Because let's face it, you sit there and you're glued to something like that, right away we know what's going to happen. Yeah, food consumption is going to be bigger. You're going to get into these, I don't like using these words, but I'll use the clinical names or all, you know, depressions, okay? Or, you know, you can't go out and function in the world, you know, and all this, that, and everything. You know, Adam, I can only go so far with that stuff. It's like you said, turn the TV off, turn the devices off. Here's the deal. Go out and just try to live 24 hours without anything.
Yeah.
All right. If you got to have a phone, all right, look, I understand today's world. People got kids. Husbands, all that. There could be emergencies. Okay.
Hey, you know what? Hold on, though. Your kids don't need a phone. You don't need a phone. Your wife doesn't. And I'm not telling you that you're a bad person, but quit using the word need. Like, you need to get off that damn TV in a way that you don't need your phone.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? I'll tell you, I've told you this before offline. I mean, and I know this wouldn't be for everybody, but I mean, I would welcome somebody else wants to go, I'll tell you, and you could afford it, or someone sponsored you, I'd go live in Siberia, you know, like the old Rocky IV, man. I'd go live in Siberia. I don't care where you put me. You just give me some rocks, some weights, and you can give me a dirt floor and ropes and all that shit. I'll tell you what, and you give me, I'll go out and hunt my food, whatever I got to do. I'll go live like that for 6 months. You go like that, man, unplugged. Totally. Watch just to see what your health is like, man, and the way you are. Your mental attitude, your mind, you'll think somebody went in there with a Roto-Rooter drill and drilled all the shit and sludge out of your head, man. You'll be fresh, tight, and strong, and there won't be anything that will break you, man. And it's like, that's the kind of stuff that I like to, you know.
Well, there's a reason that most people are living for that 1 week in the summer that they get to go to the park. It's no coincidence, guys, that the thing that won't get out of your mind is either going to the mountains, to the woods, or to the beach.
Yeah, I know, and that's all you hear. And it's like, isn't that primal? Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean you don't know? Don't you understand that through evolution, however you want to paraphrase it, it's this. There's been hundreds and thousands of years we've evolved and evolved and evolved. You don't think that each one of us is carrying some of that in us? You don't feel that sometimes. I've had days, man, where it was almost, there was a cry in me. It was like, and it would even be about going away to Iceland too. I would have days, man, where I couldn't even sit still because it was just like some force. It felt like slapping me around all over the place saying, you got to go out and you got to lift some stones. You got to get on that plane and go to Iceland, man. You got to go out in that garage and lift some weights, and you got to be alone. Solitude. This is what everybody needs right now. Get off the TV and become solitary. Become a solitary animal for a while. Travel alone. Learn how to do things alone. You know something, Adam? This is what I love people saying to me. Well, you know, you don't want to go out with a bunch of us? I'm like, no. Why? I don't really enjoy it. I like kind of going out alone. Well, this, that, and the other thing I said. Besides that, if I want to meet up with a girl, do you think I want to be hanging around six of you? I was like, I have no trust. See, I'm not afraid to go out alone. In fact, I like being alone. It doesn't bother me at all. I like meeting people. I have no trouble meeting people at all. All right? Whether I speak to them or they'll come up to you and say, hey, do you lift? I mean, yeah, okay. But what I'm saying is here, you need to take that part of your life and rediscover it again. Go out and not be afraid. You don't need to be with 10 of your buddies to make you feel important, man. That, you know, the idea of a leader is to be able to stand out of the pack, to be able to go out and do something on your own, to be able to have people basically say, wow, this guy's really got something on the ball. You know, he's not the typical lifter. That's a big dummy, right? And it's like, those are the things that we need to concentrate on more than worrying about who's got the latest boob job or who's got a thong that's pulled up to her fucking neck. You know what I mean?
What I want a lot of the people to look at too is what is the thing you're not getting done right now in your week? So everyone's got their thing. Well, if I had more time, I would replace the cabinets in the kitchen. I would build a new rock thing in my front, whatever it is, man. I know you have something. You yep. claim that if you had more time, you'd do. And my question is this, okay? Out of all of your television intake right now and all of your media intake and all the excuses that we've just enmeshed in that right there, if you take all that, could you get that project done this month if you swapped out the time?
Sure.
And if you can't get it completed, which a great project may not be complete in just 1 month, who knows, how much of a dent would you put into it? You know, like I want everyone who hears this podcast, and I don't know when you may hear it. I don't know if you're going to hear it in July of 2015 or if maybe you're listening to this and it's like 2020. But,
yep.
but let me tell me this, 30 days from right now, just start imagining as I'm talking, okay? 30 days from right now, what is it that you're going to be able to just point at and say, yes, I did that. No one made me do it. This wasn't one of my just duties, okay? So I'm not talking about if your kids are fed. Of course, gentlemen, I know you feed your kids. Something that you're going to do that you wanted to do that you're going to be able to point at and say, I made that happen. That's a legacy I built in 30 days. What do you have? And I'm worried because a lot of you right now are just wondering what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're sailing through life. You know what I mean? Let's talk about what do you want to do? Let's give some maybe just very easy tips to get started. What do you want to do?
So here's the first thing is I want you to look around your immediate environment. I'm going to give you a solid one. I want you to tell me think about it, guys. Write it down. Is there something in your immediate environment that has been a problem? Okay, maybe you have a door that it's not opening all the way, or it needs a backer put against the wall so it doesn't hit. Maybe you have a cabinet drawer that's not pulling all the way in or out. Maybe you have one wall that there's just a crack, and you know it'll only take you an hour, but you haven't got to it. Okay,
right.
Write that shit down. And now let's come up with a strategy to get it done. The first question is, what materials do I need? What is the order of application? When do I know I'm done, right? Or whatever it is for the task. But I would say, Eric, the starting point that I would use is make an actual list.
Yes.
Make a list. Start the shit that irritates you in your environment, because you'll feel good when that damn crack is replaced. Or you know, or your wife is going to love it that the hedges have been trimmed in the front and, you know, you clip the tree branch down. Whatever it is, man, do that first.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. You know, I got a pretty big house, and I got nieces and nephews that range from 13 to 5. So the older girls are going to come over, and it's a good way for them to earn a little money, little responsibility, do some different things. And I'm going to see them this weekend, and I've already got a list. My wrought iron railing coming up to the front door. It's black, needs to be painted.
Yes.
They'll learn how to lightly sand it, tape it off so you don't hit the stairs. They're going to be able to paint. They'll throw the Rust-Oleum on it. Way to go. But they're going to learn, you know, they'll know the names of things. Whether they remember it, that's neither here nor there.
And let's pause on that for 1 second.
I think
of this. How many of you right now can think of a woman who is over the age of 18 that you dated or maybe you married?
Yep.
That
yep.
She doesn't know anything that Eric's talking about right now. Somebody didn't show her what to do. No one parented in that way. Does your daughter know how to do that? Does your son know how to do this?
Right, exactly.
Turn off the TV and make sure he knows. Don't send him to watch Bob Vila teach. You know what I mean? Don't let Bob Vila parent your son. You parent your son.
Well, it's just a practical thing. So, you know, one of them will do that. And then, you know, I've got the nice kitchen cabinets. Everything will come out of them. They'll all get cleaned. And, you know, and we'll wash them down with soap and water, and that's it, because you can't put anything on Schrock cabinets, because I went out and read it before I even told them about that. You know, and there's going to be other things. You know, I've got all wood in the house. You know, we'll be putting stuff up and be throwing the Murphy soap in the water and, you know, cleaning all the wood after it's, you know, dusted down and everything. There's plenty of stuff. You know, the garage door needs painting. So they're going to get, if they want to do this, they'll be paid accordingly. You know, they stay here through lunch, they'll get their lunch. But they're going to learn that, you know, you have to be here at such and such time, and this is what we got to do. And I know there will be no problems with them because they're that type of kids. But the experience they're going to get is this. They're going to be totally unplugged from everything. Not that these kids are really, like, on that shit all the time. But the thing I like about it is this. They're going to get some real practical experience. They're going to get some paint on their hands. They're going to get them scuffed up a little bit from sanding, you know. You're going to work ligaments and tendons and things of that nature. And the nice thing is we're going to be able to work together. So that means we're going to be talking, okay, which most people don't do a lot of anymore. We're going to be sharing ideas. We're going to be laughing about stuff and this and that. And you get to spend time with people you really want to be around. But on the same token, not only are they helping you, but you're helping them grow in so many ways. And this is important because, like you said, date a girl over 18 that's never been around and done anything like that, there's probably tons of them, man. It's like, what better way than to help the people you love to make them better, man? Because I don't care what it is, painting a railing, teaching, like when Natalie's over here, she's 13 and she's a killer track runner long distance. I want to get her starting her deadlifting because anything I've read with women especially, there's a lot of ACL problems with that stuff. I'd really like to get her training deadlifts, man. And I'd like to get her over here, but I don't know if I can get her at that point. I'm not sure she's a weightlifter like that. Not that I'm looking to blow her up to 300, ladies. It's not like that. But I want to strengthen her in every way I can. So this is an opportunity for me to spend time with these girls, too, because I've been a big part of their life, and I love them like you can't imagine. But I'm also very cognizant of stuff with age now more and more, and I'll tell you what I mean by this. Before I know it, those little girls are going to be going off to college, and I know people would say, well, aren't you rushing things? I got news for you. I've watched Natalie grow to 13 so fast it spins my head to see it, and Suzanne's not far behind. And I want to enjoy as much as I can with them because this is how I look at it. When they're 40 years old, I still want to have a relationship with them, which is very important and vital to me because I always want to be part of their life. So this is a good thing for me too, but it teaches them a hell of a lot of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you this. It is very simple, okay? If anybody doubts the importance of a proper male role model in a young lady's life, go to your local gentleman's club, and you'll notice they all have kind of the same talks about their dad.
Yep.
All right? And I'm not trying to belittle anybody here, but that's just a fact.
Yep.
It is not the most common story that girls that are in those type of situations where many are being exploited, that they had a great, just, you know, a great strong male role model in their life who wasn't a piece of shit.
Basically. And you know, these are women that are not good for men because they don't like men. I'll tell you a story quick. My neighbor on here on my street, he's passed away, an old Italian guy, Charlie Barbro. He was a great guy, and he said he still had the broken English, and they were entrepreneurs, owned a little Italian market. I mean, he worked his ass off his whole life, man. And I remember him saying to me one time, you know, with the broken down, you got a girlfriend like this. I'm like, yeah, and he's talking away with me and all this, and he says to me, I want to tell you something. I'm like, okay. And he's like, ask her what she thinks of her father. And I was like, whoa. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, ask her what she thinks about her father. And I said, okay, why? He said, if a girl does not speak highly of her father, he says, get away from her. She'll never make a good wife. I never forgot those words. I tell everybody I can about that because you know something? Old Charlie was right on the button, man. So any of you guys out there that are dating anybody and you're not sure, ask them what they think of their father, if they're not home or whatever. You're gonna get the answer you want. If they tell you they hate his guts or he's this, that, and the other thing, run the other way because you're never going to have a good woman. So that's my little I'm just passing that along to everybody out there, guys. Girls can do it too, man. Right? You can ask a guy what he thinks of his mom. He can do the complete opposite, but yeah, he told me I never forgot that, Adam, as long as I live. I'll never forget that. It's amazing.
The next area that I want a lot of these guys to take a look at is when we start looking at it's where have you been making your excuses with your program? Where have you been dodging? You know, Eric, one of the things you've shared with people this year has been your rehabilitation. And the thing is this, is okay, every man could be the guy who also has the rehabilitation story. Because show me someone who is out doing life and just everything is going amazing and nothing needs work. There's no such thing. Someone may be the champion athlete of their game. I guarantee the thing you don't know is they do a ton of work to keep their body in that shape. So every one of us has what our comeback story is. My question is, are you working your comeback story? Mm-hmm. Or are you still making excuses?
Yep.
And you know, and let's just play the game this way. I don't care what's wrong with you. You, whoever you are, you don't have the juice to win this one. Because whoever you are, within seconds, I can find someone through my network of trainer friends who is working with someone who has whatever's wrong with you plus worse.
Yep.
Okay, if you don't have a hand, I know a girl who doesn't have an arm. And if you're missing a leg, I know a woman who's missing both legs and whatever you got. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Quit feeling no one feels bad for you. No one does.
Adam, no, and I agree with you because you know what? That gets old after a while, too. That's why I don't like bringing this up a lot. You know, people ask me, how's the shoulder? It's doing much better. You know, And keep going. I've had to work around it, and I'll tell you, I'm not a patient guy. I'm going to tell everybody right up front. I hold nothing back, man. I'm telling people what's going on, and I know there's a lot of people who feel the same way, but they're afraid to say it, or they're like, well, I don't want to say that because then somebody will rain down on me. Well, you rain down me on all you want. I mean, my personality just doesn't run like this. My personality runs right through the friggin' wall. Not, you know, we'll stop and wait to see what happens. But on the other side of the coin is this: patience teaches you a lot of things too. I've learned a lot from this, man. And I'm knock on wood. Other than when I blew the bicep, I've been a very, very fortunate man. I have nothing to complain about. It's just I want to do things, and I'm kind of impatient about it. But sometimes things like this happens for you to gain patience and perspective. I have now. I've come up with some other ideas for equipment through this whole thing, et cetera, et cetera. I'm carrying again now. I did a pretty decent squat of 507 the other night, right out of the hole on the pins for 5 singles. Day before, I did good mornings. I did 5 singles with 300.
Oh, yeah, man.
Are they landmark lifts? Absolutely not. They're not. I mean, I'm happy with them, but there's a lot more in me. But I will tell you this, Adam. I have a reserve of power in me right now I never have had because I've had to brush back mainly to be able to preserve lifting. And that's the most paramount thing today we're talking about. You know, we're talking about media. But here's how I'm gonna intertwine it all together. When you build a strength, when you build a power, when you build a reserve, year on, year off, year on, year off, you don't realize how this can come into play in your life, especially through hard times. And I've had a rough 2.5 years, not murderous, rough. A lot of people probably would have cashed it in. I don't have that in me. I'm one of those guys you could probably beat my head through the ground and I'd still come back up through the ground because I just don't know how to live any other way. Maybe it's ignorance. I'm not sure, but I think it's a good thing. And what I'm saying with this injury, just to kind of bring it to the top, now I'm starting to be able to do stuff. Now we're building a stone to kind of go with what I'm doing here to go away. All these things that never probably would have happened if this didn't happen. And what I'm saying is when you learn to I don't know if this happens by hook or crook, accident, whatever, and these thoughts come into your mind, and you start thinking, man, and you get enthusiastic, and I'm feeling better, and I'm going to get there finally, and man, I can't wait. Well, this is what it's all about. When you can do this stuff and draw from these things, you can become, I mean, great. That's the only word I could say that comes off the top. I'm talking great. I'm talking about doing stuff that is just things that you never could have even thought about, even say 6 months ago, you're doing now. And this is the whole thing. Get away from the television. Get away from the phone. Get away from the iPads for a while. Stop driving your goddamn car with every bell and whistle. You know, walk. Get on a friggin' mountain bike, man. You know what I mean? Or better yet, load a wheelbarrow full of plates and go push that down the street. Look at the looks you'll get. What I'm saying is draw from your experiences, man. Don't go and have to admire other things on TV and live vicariously through a bunch of shitheads that are basically homegrown by a bunch of people that write everything for them, dress them, and basically feed them like a two-year-old. That's what I'm saying, brother. I went off a little far. I'm getting a little bit psycho, though, right now. I'm really liking this.
But, you know, it's a good point, and you hit a really key point there. You know, so one of the greatest pieces of equipment for a lot of heavy-duty lifters that's come out is that, you know, Westside Reverse Hyper that Louis first developed. And variations of that. And where did that come from? It came from an injury. He didn't make it when he was at his first strongest. It was after he was hurt that he really went in and built it. And there are so many guys that have created really some incredible pieces of fitness technology that are available to you right now. Yeah. And that's the deal. So in that way, for some of you, you know, some of y'all are so smart in those particular ways that one of the best things that could happen for everyone else is that you did get hurt.
Yep.
You know, I think about my buddy Frankie. If Frankie never would have got started with his attempt at corrective exercise, he never would have figured out what he did later that was so transformative for my own training. And it's that way that for some people – you know, in just a very strange way, man, your best days may come after some of your worst.
Oh, without a doubt, because I'll tell you what, you do some major, major stuff like myself and a lot of the other guys and gals associated with us. I don't care who you are. You do everything to make your body as bulletproof as possible. But if you're going balls to the wall year after year, day after day, and you're going in these big, dangerous competitions, as most people see them, I want to be honest with people. There's a very good chance you're going to get an injury. Hopefully it's nothing that requires surgery, but there's going to be a lot of surgical things too. That's just the nature of this business. But on the other hand, if you can get through it and become better off it and obviously keep training, that's what it's all about. That's the focus here. It's like physical strength is probably the greatest thing you could ever get into and accomplish in your life and keep growing, because it's something, if you understand it, you're going to keep wanting to learn something new and get very good at it. And there's not a lot of things out there that really warrant that stuff. I mean, you can get into all kinds of sports, but I don't see sports – ushering in the stuff like we do. And then, you know, you do this and I'd be like, hey, Adam, I'm going to learn how to do backlifting now. It's like, yeah, all right. You know, it's like that. Well, I do that for a while. Now I'm going to go off to something else. Because, see, I think everything we do with stuff like this, you draw from each experience and you bring more strength from each experience, because obviously you're hitting different parts of the body. And the biggest thing you're hitting is that 6 inches between your ears, your brain. Once you can captivate that and keep that rolling, like I said before, I'd like to be 100 years old and still be able to squat 250. Whether I will or not, we'll see. But these are the things that I formulate and live by now. If you're going to live by injury, you're going to die by injury. You're not going to last. You're going to be gone. If you're going to live to train and live, I mean thoroughly live, breathe life in, you know, go out and do some great things. Go out and, you know, take a day. Go over to a hospital and, you know, I've done it before. Visit some kids that are terminally ill with cancer. You want to get your eyes opened up, man? It'll open your eyes. I mean, I was around it my whole life. I mean, my brother Jim died of muscular dystrophy. I know what it is, man. I've been around it. And when people say things to me, this, that, and the other thing, I don't even let on to what my experience has been with that. They don't need to know that. You're not teaching me anything, man. I mean, I can draw from your experience and learn from you, and I've never been a guy that would say no to that. But I've lived some shit too, man. I've seen some big shit around me as a kid. Those things you don't forget, that's like getting a branding iron right into the front of your forehead, believe me. And those experiences have landed me to the man I am today, and that's why both of these FBC and M&M is dedicated to Jimmy. That's the whole premise of the whole thing. Fuck the job loss. That happened. What are you going to do? You're going to cry? Yeah, you might cry for about 10 seconds, but then you're going to wipe your fucking eyes and you're going to get up and say, what am I going to do as a man here? You know, am I a man of valor or am I a man of just weak that's going to blame everybody? This is what this whole media shit teaches you. It teaches you to be weak. It teaches you to blame people. And most of all, what it does, it distracts you from being all that you can be. And that's how I see it.
That is so true, because at the same time that they are reporting whatever the failure is of the day, they're completely ignoring the millions of stories of how you know, John over here stood up against all odds and made this thing happen. There's a medical breakthrough that won't get reported. There's a science breakthrough that doesn't get reported. You know, there's a group of people go into a dilapidated neighborhood, tear down an abandoned house and build a new, that doesn't get reported. It's so, and guys, that's the thing, is that shit's happening too. And the question is what are we going to be? Are we going to be horrified spectators, or are we going to be too busy working to notice? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's the direction I'd like to give everyone a kick in the ass towards today is man, there is a lot of stuff going on and you're going to play your part in it. So be the positive thing.
Good stuff, Adam. I mean, that's the thing. They're not going to report on good things because it doesn't sell newspapers. It doesn't sell online horseshit, all that. You might see it here and there. But that this is one of the things I told you before, and I've told other guys and gals on here. The feedback I get from people, especially with this show, is this. We've listened to other podcasts, some we like, some we don't like. We're coming to you for one big reason. Besides, they said, you know, it's kind of funny with some of the stuff you guys when you're goofing around, but the content is insane here. And one of the big things is this. You guys are never negative on your show. And this is what I'm finding from everybody. They don't want to come home, put their phone on in their car, and they don't want to hear 25 to 40 minutes of the world sucks. You know, you can't get any stronger. This is only, you know, can only go so far. Don't eat GMOs, because if you eat GMOs, you're going to implode tonight. You know, this. Well, you know what it is? See, they sell people stupid. They think most people don't have a sense of brain at all in their head, which is very untrue. There's a lot of untapped potential there. But the thing that I see with these people is this. They don't want to hear all this stuff. When they get out of a day that's probably just rifled them all day, they want to get in their car and hear like Adam and Eric going at it about, okay, get off the mindless shit and this is what we got to do, you know, and have fun with it and enjoy your life and get bigger and stronger and squat 250 pounds when you're 100 years old, you know, and go out and take the world by storm and be a leader, not a follower. They don't want to hear the other shit, man. And this is why we are doing so well, man. This is why we are captivating people. This is why we are a legion that is growing and growing. And I promise you, we will be a legion of a million. You wait and see when I'm done with this, man. We're going to be unbelievable. There is going to be one podcast you're going to know, and it's going to be Motivation Muscle, I promise you.
And, you know, for the people that are in the community, the big thing I'd like you to consider is that you're the one who can make a change.
Yep.
Go out to your friends and say, hey, you know, let's do this today instead of that. Don't agree to just keep playing out that model of something that you don't love.
Yep.
And don't play the game of well, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, of course it's okay. You live in America.
Yeah.
So go for great.
Yeah.
Go for great. Of course it's okay.
You know what it is? Everybody's afraid to step out, man. It's like, I don't want, you know, I got a big problem with a lot of this stuff. It's like, well, we want everybody to get a trophy. That's bullshit. We don't want anybody to step out and call anybody out. Well, we don't want anybody to get their feelings hurt. I hate to break it to you. When you step out into the real world, you're going to get your feelings hurt a lot. And if you're going to be that upset, I don't know how you're going to survive in today's world, let alone what is it going to be like 10, 15, 20 years from now. We don't even know. The point of the matter is you have to strengthen yourself in many ways. Physical strength is paramount, but the mind is the nucleus of the whole deal. And those arms and tentacles wrap into many other things. But I'll tell you right now, and I've said this a million times, I say this to my mother even, if you're strong mentally, and I mean strong, and if you're strong physically, no matter what happens around you, you will survive. It's the ones that are defeated easily, that woe is me, that I can't get stronger, that everybody's against me. Well, guess what, man? You're going to go right down into the hole. You're going to be in the abyss with the rest of them following you. I'll never support that. And if that makes me a guy that could be public enemy number one, I'm very good with it.
For a lot of people, that's going to be the thing is if we want to talk about who your hater is,
yep.
For many, your hater is you.
Yeah.
And if we can't get some kind of control around that thing, it can run amok.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the people that I've worked with this year, the number one thing I notice is when I start talking, for example, okay, this is how we're going to get 20 pounds off this year. See, mm-hmm. they don't doubt that strength training works. I don't hear them saying that they don't believe that works. They're not telling me that, you know, they don't believe eating more protein helps. What it all comes down to is that we have so many people that they have just zero belief in their self.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you guys this. There is a reason that people with very low self-esteem can easily do 12-hour days in front of Netflix or something. Mm-hmm. I'm saying there's a connection, and I'm trying to reach – I don't know who I'm trying to reach to through this call, but I know you're listening, and I'm going to tell you something. It's not normal what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's a thing. Is that's why I'm talking to you right now. Is maybe you need to reach out. But if you want to get a lot better, you're probably gonna have to change not just what you do some of the time. Like, you know, well, I want to lose weight, so I go to the gym. You're probably gonna have to change what you do all of the time.
Like, definitely.
What are you eating? Who are you listening to? Who are you talking to? What books are you reading? Are you reading? One of my favorite quotes is Ron Reynolds, and it's, there is very little difference between someone who cannot read and someone who will not read.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. So think about that. What is that? How would you feel if I said that you were illiterate? You probably would defend that right away. Well, check it out. If you're not reading, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want you to do is get back to being you. And then the real you, not the you of today, not the you that the media is trying to build where you're afraid of everything. You know, Eric, it's like you said, GMO. Like, seriously, guys, are you afraid of your lima beans? Are you stressing out right now over where your almonds are coming from? You know, like, are you stuck in that loop right now where you think that there's a giant conspiracy to feed you a food? I'm like, okay, I want to talk real quick about it. If you want to know more about GMOs and the safety of them, I need you to pay attention to your American history. Go back and look at what was happening in the 40s in the southwest of this country.
Yep.
Okay, some of the first GMO crops that made a difference was we had to go down to Mexico and find a crop of corn and wheat that we could grow in America because there was an incredible drought going on.
Exactly.
For those of you idiots that don't know your history, the reason that the drought was such an incredible problem because, oh, yeah, everybody in the world was also at war at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So most of us are alive because of GMO crops.
Yep.
Right? And as far as the pesticide thing, I don't know. It's crazy that we live so long. Right?
Yeah.
All of this shit is so bad for you. You know, like, I mean, let's get down to the problems that are problems with your life. As I know people – that, man, they're definitely addicted to pornography. That person's talking to me because I will eat a GMO vegetable. All right? I mean, where's your mind at, guys? Where's your life at?
Yeah.
What are you making valuable, and what are you allowing to run fear? What kind of fears are you allowing to run through you? So, man, that's the big thing, and I'm glad we got to talk about this today.
Without a doubt. But, you know, one thing quick is this. all these things that are setting off inside you, you know, food, you know, GMOs, pesticides, you know, coloring of milk, heating. I'm not into anything where I don't want to see anybody die, get sick, anything like that. But what ends up happening to you is this, especially if you go out on Facebook and you read all the shit going on, somebody putting something different out every minute.
Oh, yeah.
About this and that and the other thing, all right? What this does to you, it colors you in a way where we're talking about, you know, the media, which you're sucking on like a vampire, all right? But this is the big problem. What it ends up doing to you, it becomes such a big deal subconsciously with you that you can't think of nothing else. And when you get affected like that, you will never get anywhere with anything. Look, no one's telling you to eat or drink anything you don't want to. And everybody will come back and tell you everything is conspiratorial. I can't believe everything is. I'm sure people will be like, well, then you don't know what you're talking about. I just don't believe.
We just don't have our shit that together.
Guys. That's what it is.
But I mean, like, look at this country. If somebody commits a crime, okay,
yep.
Most crimes go unpunished.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, the bottom line is this. As my mom used to say this, as kids, you got to learn to take responsibility
right,
for yourself.
Man.
Okay? Responsibility is the biggest key to what we're going to hit right near the end of this show now. Because if you can't be responsible for yourself, how can you expect to take care of anybody? How can you? Why do you think you see so many broken families, if there's any of that out there now? Why do you think, as my mother used to say, because my mother was a school nurse teacher, okay? The stuff you would see would blow your mind. I remember her telling me this stuff, and it's like her whole theory was like this. Most of these kids grow like weeds. By that I mean is this, nobody cares about them. Nobody
yes.
feeds them half the time. And you know what we got then? Then we got a crime wave when these kids are starting at like 8, 9 years old. And it doesn't stop until either they kill somebody, kill each other, kill themselves. Next thing you know, we got incarceration rates through the roof. The thing is this, if you can't pull your shit up, you have no means getting into a lot of the other areas of life. You have to get your own backyard set. You know, my dad used to say this to me, and then we'll go to you, Adam, and I know we've got time. My father used to always say, always take care of your backyard.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, but this is the best point of the whole thing. If a snake should enter your backyard, make sure you got a shovel when you cut its head off. I always thought those were pretty wise words because I know exactly what he's talking about with a snake. Think about that, everybody. Think about that because those are words of wisdom, believe me.
So,
my father... Go ahead.
I want to tie in that last
yeah.
to the responsibility
right.
too.
Yep.
So
yep.
there's a mechanism that seems to be going around, and I know this. It's that whenever somebody does a great thing, the first thing that we try to do as a society nowadays is find out what's wrong with them.
Absolutely.
Right? So you show me a great presidential candidate, and then you'll be able to show me someone who's trying to dig up their past. Show me someone who does something great, and of course they'll scrutinize. And then it's all an effort to show everyone that we're, quote, all human, but I think it's also a way for people to learn how to pass the buck. So
yeah.
I'll tell you this, guys. It doesn't matter how much someone else has fucked up, okay? If you hear something and you think it's good advice and it makes sense to you, then test it. If you hear something and you think it's bad advice, then test it. But don't allow yourself to become mediocre because somebody else told you something, but you can see one of their flaws. Yes, everyone has a flaw, but don't allow that to pass the responsibility of getting better yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Why don't you give all your information if you're all set, sir? Let me give you mine and just hang on the line. If you would, please, and we'll talk for a second.
So, hey, guys, if you want to chat, I do a little bit of coaching these days. I work primarily out of a location in Fort Worth, but I can be reached at adamtglass00@gmail. If you want to have a site to look up some information, the one I'd really like to recommend to you is the Movements page, www.ruthemovement.com. We have so much information there, and it is all designed around that singular idea of you becoming the real better you. So I think y'all will dig it. I love being on the show. I look forward to chatting with y'all later. Eric, thank you for having me out today, man.
It's my pleasure, Adam. Like I said, I like doing the shows with you. They're great shows. This is Motivation Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essential, www.docsprefer.com. Sorenex Equipment, sorenex.com. Call them at 803-978-2253, extension 111. Check out that big diamond trap bar. It's killer, man. I love it. We got our new sponsor, Hearts Collision, too. That's Alex and Lori Verardi. They're local New York, upstate New York they are, but you can contact them anywhere from the New York area, too. As they say, they're not the biggest, but the best. Alex is one hell of a guy and one hell of a body man. He's got great people working for him, and he's been around for a long time. You can call them at 518-477-7937 or go out to heartscollision.com. Tell them Eric sent you. Go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. Download our free ebook, 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Real easy. Like I said, no frills, no pictures, no bikinis, none of that shit. You want some real pertinent information? Go out and check it out, man. I got tons of stuff I'm going to be releasing. And like I said, man, I'm feeling healthier and healthier. Wait till you see the footage I'm going to be putting out on my YouTube channel. It's going to blow your top off. Winner Circle, 12 modules. Go out and check them out. Chris has got it all up. You can go out and register. I put some good stuff. Everything's audio. Most of them are at least 30 minutes long. There's no scripts, man. Everything I'm talking there is off the cuff. I knew what I wanted to talk about. Routines, just ideas, stuff like Adam and I talked about today. You know, the will, you know, ways to think different, ways to get things done. You know, and especially go in and learn how to execute programs. Take pieces of it out. Build your own, you know, or take them verbatim. If you need help, you know how to get a hold of me, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. I've helped many people. If you don't have any money, I'll still help you. Doesn't matter to me. I'm there now, and plenty of people have been helping me like crazy. Next, go out to Motivation and Muscle and get into our sponsorship program for $300 a month. We will work with you on anything, okay? And we'll promote your product or service. And we got a great guy that can go out if you need any type of logos made. Chris can do that for you, obviously. That's a little more of a fee to do that, but he does beautiful work. Go out and look at the Motivation Muscle logo. It's beautiful, and you're going to see a brand-new one coming up on FBC, and it might be a silhouette of me carrying this one huge stone. If he can pull it off with color and everything, wait till you see this. It's beautiful. And remember, at a young age, 41 weeks, got over 60,000 listeners already. That's pretty damn good. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Listen, I did it, okay? You know, and maybe that sounds like a wise guy, but I'm not being a wise guy. I'm very proud of what I've done and all the people like Adam and many other people have lent their support behind the scenes. It's a big deal, man, and that's what we're here for. So for $300 a month, you know, you're coming with an up-and-coming show. And like I said, I'd like to work with each and every one of you for the next 25 years. So give it a thought. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Click on sponsorship. It'll take you right to the page. It's got all the information, billing information. It's all set up, and away we go. And last but not least, I want to thank Chris Bigelow, who puts this all together. And we're doing a ton of stuff right now, social media behind the scenes. There's a ton of stuff going on. You're going to see more changes coming up. I couldn't be happier. So you contact him at 800-687-1609 or go out to monsterdevelopment.com. You can also click Monster Development on the bottom of our web pages, too. It'll take you right to their site. Let's see. I'll leave with this. FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com, iTunes and Stitcher. Write us a review. Every review on the show has been 5 stars. I thank everybody for that. Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. You can get a hold of me. We're on Facebook at Fiorella Barbell, Motivation and Muscle, and Twitter at Fiorello Eric. Today, somebody seeks you out in the concrete jungle or in the gym, give them your time. We've talked all about that today. Be a man about it or a woman about it. Don't be somebody that just sits on your knowledge. And as my mom said, she's been giving us a lot of wisdom today, and my dad too on the show. If you meet somebody, say hello or give them a smile. It might be the only contact they have with people. And we know that's the true in this day and age for sure. And last but not least, go out and pummel some big iron and take big stones and turn them into dust. And as I say, we salute the men and women of valor here. We are at the meat hall, man. We'd be toasting each other right now. We'd be out doing swords, dragons. I don't care, man. Lifting rocks. Living in the universe, man. Remember this. Domination is the name. Adam Glass, thank you, my brother, for being on again.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Just stay on, and I'll talk to you in 1 second. So for Adam Glass, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to the show. We will talk to you again next month. Adam is a regular on the show now every month. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.